Oh, I see.
Well, if you're going to be disappointed if somebody doesn't show up at your house, you know, that you've invited over, you'd say, what would you say to tell them, you know?
Well, say I was uneasy about you or something like that, you know, that'd be about the only thing I know to say, but you mean what I tell them when they came?
Would you actually ask you to be disappointed or anything like that?
Well, yeah, they'd say that sometimes.
What would you say?
Well, you mean what would you say to them when they came?
If they didn't, you know, tell them when they leaving the first time that you want them to come back and you would be...
disappointed if you don't make it back or something like that.
How would you say that to them?
Well, if they start leaving, see what I... Well, I, that old thing, I know, just say I'd be disappointed if you don't make it back.
What about if, is it, you know, if somebody calls you and says, Mr. coming out to see you, what would you say to him? If you were going to be glad to see him, you know, you'd say what?
Oh, good, I'd be looking for you. Be expecting you.
Would you ever say you'd be glad to see him or anything like that?
Yeah, a lot of times. Yeah, a lot of times. You tell you'd be glad to see him. You're expecting me to be glad to see you.
Would you ever say you'd be proud to see him or anything like that?
Yeah, I'd be delighted if he'd come and visit us.
When you were young and you were going to visit your wife, you know, before you were married, what would you say you were doing?
Well, most people say going to see a girl, going to courting. They call it courting, you know. They call it when they go to young folks and go, when the young men go see a girl, they say going to courting.
would you ever hear anything besides courting or since then even? Is it all the same?
No, I don't know it. I have. I guess I have. Got a date with so-and-so, or they got a date with a girlfriend or something like that. You know, date, they call it date.
Would it make any difference how serious you were?
No, not necessarily, I don't think.
And if you said your girl, but is there any other way of saying that? You know, if you liked a girl, she'd be your what?
Well, sometimes they say sweetheart, if you're getting on proof of that one, bitch. Sweetheart, a girlfriend, a sweetheart.
What about you? You would be her what?
Boyfriend or fella. They call it fella.
Did it older
fella and fella, they like girl, you know, girl and then a fella. The boy would be fella and the girl would be girl.
And if a boy came home with lipstick on his collar, what would people say he'd been doing?
Making. That's the way we could make, you know, making.
Is there any other way of saying that?
Am I in
your
way in
this
country? Not if I know.
Any old-fashioned terms people might have used a long time ago?
No, that making is just about old-fashioned as I know, I think.
any terms since then people use nowadays?
I don't know what to use now. I really don't know.
Well, if a girl stops letting a boy come over to see her, you know, says they can't come back to see her anymore, you say that she did what?
Well, she...
Well, you say she...
Turned down and, I wouldn't have known. There's so many different things you could say that she could say that she done.
Well, what if they went?
They broke up. Now that's one of the main things they say. They broke up. You know, boy and girl broke up. They were going together and they broke up.
If they were engaged,
yeah, they say that engaged or even not engaged. They could say they broke up. You know, if they were just sweethearts and going together and wasn't engaged. You know, they could say they broke up. Or if they were engaged, they could say they broke up.
Would it make any difference who broke off the engagement?
No, I don't think so. I wouldn't think it'd be any difference. They'd just still call it breaking up.
At the wedding, who would stand with the groom? Somebody.
What do you call the best man? He'd have somebody he'd call his best man, some good friend or something, or maybe his brother could be his best man.
Did you ever hear anything else used for best man?